This is the Traverse Cityist, a podcast featuring the stories and voices of the people that create the culture in and around Traverse City, Michigan. I'm Gretchen Carr, creator, producer, and host. If you'd like to help sponsor future Traverse Cityist episodes, visit traversecityist.com and make your gift today. Your gift will help to preserve the voices and stories of the Traverse City region for generations to come. This episode of The Traverse Cityist is brought to you by the Traverse City law firm of Williams & Associates. Williams & Associates mounts a true criminal defense by digging into the facts and outworking anyone else. No matter how serious the allegations, you've got some of the best legal minds in Michigan fighting for you. Call us for a consultation at 231-735-8575. Letting your voice be heard means many things. It can be speaking up in a meeting, being the first to speak, defending your rights, being confident in your value and what you have to offer, asking questions to keep the conversation going, speaking with curiosity instead of judgment, speaking clearly and concisely, contacting your elected officials, and voting in our elections. The Traverse Cityist now presents Voices of Our Region, reading the words of noted Americans.
My name is Sue Curta. These are the words of Rachel Carson. When we review the history of mankind in relation to the earth, we cannot help feeling somewhat discouraged, for that history is for the most part that of the blind or short-sighted, despoiling of the soils, forests, waters, and all of the rest of the earth's resources. We have acquired technical skills on a scale undreamed of even a generation ago. We can do dramatic things and we can do them quickly. By the time damaging side effects are apparent, it is often too late or impossible to reverse our actions.
My name is Frederick Stignelson. The words of Muhammad Ali. But I have said it once and I will say it again. The real enemy of my people is right here. I will not disgrace my religion, my people, or myself by becoming a tool to enslave those who are fighting for their own justice, freedom, and equality.
This is John Coleman, reading the words of John Adams. I must study politics and war, that my sons may have liberty to study mathematics and philosophy. My sons ought to study mathematics and philosophy, geography, natural history, naval architecture, navigation, commerce and agriculture, in order to give their children a right to study painting, poetry, music, architecture, statuary, tapestry, and porcelain.
My name is Lisa Thavet. These are the words of Cesar Chavez. Human beings are unique because they're creative. When we stifle that creativity, we destroy the individual spirit. We need to give workers a voice. Let them be creative at their place of work. Not only will that enrich their lives, but it will benefit us all. We need work that improves the quality of life, for this type of work is the cornerstone of human dignity. And because people are important, working for people, even sacrificing a little bit for them, brings much meaning to one's life. There is so much meaningful work to be done.
My name is Michael John Watt. The words of Harvey Milk. So if there is a message I have to give, it is that I found one overriding thing about my personal election. It's the fact that if a gay person can be elected, it's a green light, And you, and you, and you, you have to give people hope.
My name is John Gessner, the words of Sitting Bull. Yet hear me, my people. We have now to deal with another race, small and feeble when our fathers first met them, but now great and overbearing. Strangely enough, they have a mind to till the soil, and the love of possessions is a disease with them. They claim this mother of ours, the earth, for their own, and fence their neighbors away. They deface her with their buildings and their refuse. They threaten to take the land away from us. My brothers, shall we submit, or shall we say to them, first kill me before you take possession of my fatherland?
My name is Agnes Sue. The words of Jimmy Carter. Let your voice be heard. Whenever you have a chance, say something good about our country. With God's help and for the sake of our nation, it is time for us to join hands in America. Let us commit ourselves together to a rebirth of the American spirit. Working together with our common faith, we cannot fail.
My name is Larry Mobby. The words of Chief Tecumseh. Sell a country? Why not sell the air, the great sea, as well as the earth? Did not the Great Spirit make them all for the use of his children?
My name is Madison Meter. The words of Adrian Rich, Alice Walker, and Audre Lorde. We dedicate this occasion to the struggle for self-determination of all women, of every color, identification, or derived class. The poet, the housewife, the lesbian, the mathematician, the mother, the dishwasher, the pregnant teenager, the teacher, the grandmother, the prostitute, the philosopher, the waitress, the women who will understand what we are doing here, and those who will not understand yet, the silent women whose voices have been denied us, the articulate women who have given us strength to do our work.
This is John Coleman, reading the words of Abraham Lincoln. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave their last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth.
My name is Paul May, reading the words of Sitting Bull. The love of possessions is a disease with Americans. They take tithes from the poor and weak to support the rich who rule. They claim this mother of ours, the earth, for their own, and fence the neighbors away. If America had been twice the size it is, there still would not have been enough.
My name is Larry Mobby. These are the words of H.L. Mencken. As democracy is perfected, the office of the president represents more and more closely the inner soul of the people. On some great and glorious day, the plain folks of the land will reach their heart's desire at last, and the White House will be occupied by a downright fool and a complete narcissistic moron.
We are full Tilt Comedy, and this is an excerpt from the Declaration of Independence.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men,
deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends,
it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it,
and to institute new government,
laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
My name is Amy McKay. The words of Bella Abzug. Now we must move on and expand our vision. The women's movement is strong and continues to grow. We are everywhere and we will be heard, or else we, women, men, and children, will all hear from Mother Nature. Remember, hell hath no fury like a woman, or an earth, scorned and despoiled.
My name is Ty Schmidt. These are the words of Eleanor Roosevelt. We must want our fellow human beings to have rights and freedom which give them dignity and which give them a sense that they are human beings that can walk the earth with their heads high and look at men in the face. If we observe these rights for ourselves and for others, I think we will find that it is easier in the world to build peace, because wars destroy all human rights and freedoms. So in fighting for those, we fight for peace.
My name is Michael John Watt. The words of Michelle Obama. So the young people here and the young people out there, do not ever let anyone make you feel like you don't matter or like you don't have a place in our American story, because you do. And you have a right to be exactly who you are. But I also want to be very clear. This right isn't just handed to you. No, this right has to be earned every single day. You cannot take your freedoms for granted. Just like generations who have come before you, you have to do your part to preserve and protect those freedoms.
This is Sue Curta. These are the words of Cameron Caskey, who attended Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School and survived the Parkland shooting. My generation, having spent our entire lives seeing mass shooting after mass shooting, has learned that our voices are powerful and our votes matter. We must educate ourselves and start conversations that keep our country moving forward, and we will. We hereby promise to fix the broken system we've been forced into and create a better world for generations to come. Don't worry, we've got this.
I am Hank Bailey, and I am an Odawa. These are the words of Chief Joseph. Whenever the white man treats the Indian as they treat each other, then we shall have no more wars. We shall be all alike, brothers of one father and mother, with one sky above us and one country around us, and one government for all. Then the great spirit chief who rules above will smile upon this land and send rain to wash out the bloody spots made by brothers' hands upon the face of the earth. For this time, the Indian race is waiting and praying. I hope no more groans of wounded men and women will ever go to the ear of the great spirit chief above, and that all people may be one people.
The credits for this episode are available on our website, TraverseCityist.com. Our mission is to share and preserve the voices and stories of the Traverse City region for generations to come. If you'd like to join in supporting this podcast, go to our website and make a gift today. I'm Gretchen Carr. Thank you for listening to The Traverse Cityist. This episode of The Traverse Cityist was brought to you by the Traverse City Law Firm of Williams & Associates. Williams & Associates mounts a true criminal defense by digging into the facts and outworking anyone else. No matter how serious the allegations, you've got some of the best legal minds in Michigan fighting for you. Call us for a consultation at 231-735-8575.